At the end of our previous year, we discussed the situation that is mentioned in the Gemara in Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph. Of a Hu Yanuki, there was a child, Ishtapakalei Chamime, that his hot water that was prepared for his to wash it before and after the bris spilled out. And the Gemara wanted to figure out a way how we could warm up water on his behalf. And the Gemara said, Nishayla li'imei tzricha, necham le'agav imei. And the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara is what happened here was that this is already after the seventh day from childbirth, obviously, because we're already making a bris. And the halach is, at that point, we can't have a Yisrael do melacha on behalf of the mother. But an akum, if the mother says she needs the hot water, may warm up water on behalf of the mother. And what the Gemara is saying is that once the akum is warming up water on behalf of the mother, he'll add some water on behalf of the child as well. This issue brings up the question of Ribi Bishurim. If you're allowed to do something, are you allowed to add even more than you're allowed to do? Which is the subject of Machlokes of the Rashba and the Ram. The opinion of the Rashba is that Ribi Bishurim is Motu Midaraisa. The Rashba's Raya is from a Gemara in Masech Tebeya, where the Gemara in Masech Tebeya teaches us that if we're cooking on Shabbos a pot of meat, we're allowed to add more meat to the pot. If we're boiling up a pot of water, we're allowed to add more water to the pot than we actually need. Obviously, because Ribi Bishurim is mutter. In a situation where you're allowed to cook, you're also allowed to add more. The Ran, the Ritva, who disagree with the Rashba, and say that Ribi Bishurim is Osama Daraisa, they explain that we can't bring a raya from that tomorrow. The Ran says because on Yom Tov cooking, the Tzarech Eichel Nefesh is Hutra, is completely mutter, and since it's completely mutter, therefore also Ribi Bishurim is mutter, whereas in a situation where it's like cooking on Shabbos, which is only the Chuyah, Ribi Bishurim is Osir. The Ritva takes this point even a step further. He says, we know, as we just said, that the Torah says that Ribi Bishurim is mutter, that cooking is mutter and yontif. Oichal Nefesh is mutter and yontif. Says the Ritva, we don't find anywhere that the Torah or Chazal should tell us that we have to be careful to cook exactly how much we need. Once the Torah says that Oichal Nefesh is mutter on yontif, so the Torah never said that we have to be exact as much as we need. And therefore we can't bring a raya from there that Ribi Bishurim is also. The Ran, on the other hand, wants to bring a raya that Ribi Bishurim is also Midaraisa, because the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses a chayla, a sick person who the doctors determined needs two groigris, two figs, to as a refuah. And we have one of two options. We have two groigris on two separate stems, and we have three groigris on one stem. What is better to do? Should we cut the two separate groigris in, because that's all we need? Or should we cut the one with the three? Says the Ran, if Ribi Bishurim is not Osir, what's the Gemara Shaila? Certainly cut due to one act of cutting, which will cause you to only cut once. You'll end up with more groigris than you need. It's only Ribi Bishurim. And Ribi Bishurim, according to the Rashba, is only Osir Midrabanan. It must be because Ribi Bishurim is Osir Midaraisa. The Sfas Emes attempts to defend the Rashba, who holds that Ribi Bishurim is only an Osir Midrabanan. But he says, even when you cook, when you cut the two groigris, the halacha is that l'tzoy rechayla, you're allowed to do what you need to do. So he says, since we're anyway needing to be Mechal Shabbos with Tzayra Chayla. So therefore, the Gemara now begins to discuss what is more or less of an issue of Chil Shabbos. But that Gemara, he says, has nothing to do with Rebbe Bishura. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yod Ches, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah discusses the situation of Rebbe Bishura. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hashoich b'Shabbos l'chayla, if you shecht on Shabbos on behalf of a sick individual, ben shechala me'esmoil, ben shechala ayoyim, whether he got sick before Shabbos or he got sick on Shabbos, mutar bar lech memenu, aval ha'mavash l'chayla, if you cook on behalf of chayla, os labari l'chayla, then a healthy person or a chayla she'en by sakana may not eat from that food that you cooked on Shabbos, the chashinen shema yerba b'shvilay. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, shema yerba b'shvilay, litim basla teichek deira, we may put extra meat into the pot on behalf of this person who's healthy, or on behalf of this person who's not a chayla she'esh by sakana, a person who's a chayla she'esh by sakana. V'zeh isa deraisa k'shumar b'shvilay, and this is considered an Issa D'Raisa when we do Rebbe Bishurim. Afilu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Humar B'Bepam Achas Kodem Shitin G'der Aleish. Even if I put extra pieces of meat in the pot, before I put the pot even on the fire, it's considered Rebbe Bishurim and is an Issa D'Raisa. V'yei Shomim, continues the Mishnah Berurah saying, D'Hava D'Rabbonim, Kivin Shu Pam Achas, since it's all being done in one act of cooking. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ayim b'sifri avas chesed, look at my sefer, avas chesed, where I say, b'perik zayin shebirarnu rayim agamara dikigdei rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Ram, that Rebbe Bishurim is osur midaraisa. So ask Rebbe Kiva Eger, if we're paskining like the Ram, that Rebbe Bishurim is also midaraisa, how do we understand our Gemara? Would they allow them to put an extra water on behalf of the child while they're warming up water for the mother? Isn't that Rebbe Bishurim? And Rebbe Bishurim is also midaraisa. So he says that pshat in the Gemara is not that we tell the Akum to put in extra water on behalf of the child. We tell the Akum to warm up water on behalf of the mother. The Akum is typically going to be generous in the water that he puts into the pot, and therefore there'll be leftover water on behalf of the child, and that water will be used. But not, says Rebbe Akiva Eger, that we're allowed to tell an Akum to be marba bishurim on behalf of the child, because Rebbe Bishurim is also. Techsam Seifer says, you can't compare this to situation of Rebbe Bishurim, because Rebbe Bishurim, in this case, even if we'll hold that Rebbe Bishurim is awesome at the Raisa, it's no worse than Chatzi Shir, because I'm not doing the Malacha specifically for the child. We're really cooking the water for the mother. And therefore, says the Chsam Seifer, Amir la'akum l'tzayrich mitzvah is mutter by Rebbe Bishurim. The Rishash takes a different approach. He says, cooking the water on behalf of the mother, he says, cooking on behalf of a chayla, an akum, cooking on behalf of a chayla, is completely mutter. And since it's completely mutter, therefore there's no issue of Rebbe Bishurim. Rebbe Chanan in the Kiyabit Shurim in Masech Tebeya has a different approach. He goes back to what we discussed in our previous year when we spoke about the Issa of Amir al-Akam. And he says the reason Amir al-Akam is also on Shabbos is two reasons. Rashi gives two reasons, one in Masech Tavoyda Zara and one in Masech Shabbos. One is because L'chumra we say the Shlichus L'Akam. And the second reason is because Mimtza Cheftzcha V'Dabed Dover Shlo Yidaburcha Shabbos K'Daburcha Shalchol, And asking an Akum to do malach on our behalf on Shabbos is considered a violation to do that. However, says Rabbi Chanan, if we look at this situation where we're asking the Akum to cook, to warm up water for this mother who needs it, who's a chalanis, who just had a baby a week ago, so certainly it's not considered a situation of the Berukh HaShabbos to the Berukh HaShalchol, because telling the guy to put the water on the pot on the fire is mutter for the mother. And furthermore, it's not a real... So Rabbi Chanan says like this. Rabbi Chanan says that only in a situation where both reasons for Mir al-Akram are in place, both the problem of the Berukh HaShabbos to the Berukh HaShalchol and the reason of Shlichus are in place, that's when a Mir al-Akram is also. Here, where the first issue of like, the Berukh HaShabbos to the Berukh HaShalchol is not relevant, because we're allowed to tell the Akram to put the pot on the fire, the entire issue of a Mir al-Akram gets weakened and therefore is mutter. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding, that we can't consider this a Shlichus Le'isr, because the guy is allowed to do it. And therefore, the reasons that Amir al-Akam al-Asr don't apply here, and that's why Chazal could be more lenient in this situation when the Akam puts in more water on behalf of the mother and also for the child to have the water to wash him both before and after the bris. So it's very interesting to point out as we discuss these halachas of Amir al-Akam and how the Shulchan Aruch mentioned this. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Zayin Sif Hei Paskins, like the Rambam, Dovah Shein Melocha Veina Osa Lasis B'Shabbos El Mishum Shvus, something which is only in us Rabbanan, Mutter Li Yisrael Loimel En Yehudi Lasois B'Shabbos. A Jew can ask an Akum to do this. It's a shvus to shvus. Given, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hu shiyeh sham mitzvah schoili, that the person that it's being done on behalf is somewhat sick. Or yehei tzoruch l'dovah tzoruch habei, it's very necessary. Or even nei mitzvah, or there's a mitzvah. Ketzat, and the Shulchan Aruch explains, Oymed Yisrael le'en Yehudi b'Shabbos la'alos be'ilan lahavi shofar l'tkayot ki mitzvah. Even though one's not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, asking an Akum to climb on a tree is a shvus to shvus to get the shofar. Oy lahavi ma'im derech hatzeres le'irva lichetz by hamitzar. Somebody desperately needs hot water. Al Gemara, you could bring the water through a place where there's no eriv, or the halacha says even through a kamelis. And then he says, V'yesh oisrim, the Shulchan Aruch says, that is the opinion of the Ramban, because Ramban says, only l'tzorich mila is a shvus to shvus mutter. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam, the l'tzorich mitzvah, or l'tzorich gadol, any tzorich mitzvah, any tzorich gadol, a shvus to shvus is mutter. And then, the Ramah tells us, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that later on only brings down the opinion of the Rambam, not the Ramban that is Mekel. And then the Ramah tells us, and if we look at the Ramah indeed in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis Hagah, Yesh Oymer the Mutter Loymer Le'en Yehudi Lahar Loch Ner L'Sod the Shabbos. We're allowed to ask an Akum to put on a candle with Tzarech Shabbos. That's only one Shvus. The guy is doing Malacha Deraisa. Mishum the Sfirulei the Mutter Amir LaAkum Afilu B'Malacha Gemura if it's a Makom Mitzvah. The Ran B'Shemi Ita, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan and Ramah continues. Shavizeh Nag Rabim LaHakel. There are those that are makel, bedavel tzavus leni yudi l'havet neris l'tzarek suda, that we can ask an Akum to put on candles on Shabbos, the frap is to discuss na mila ve'ein moich biyodam. Says the Rama, v'yesh lahachma b'makom she'ein tzarek gadol. We should be machma unless it's absolutely necessary. The roi paiskim cholkim asverazeh. And therefore, if we look in the achroinim all say that we should not typically rely on this opinion of the Baal Iter, only in very extenuating circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah gives one example, an example that we've discussed previously, that if the Erev breaks on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're allowed to ask an Akum to fix the Erev, because it's a Shvus, even if an Aval, of course we should try to ask him, says the Mishnah Berurah, to do it without making an Issa D'Raisa, just make a bow, not a knot. But even if it involves a Malacha D'Raisa, it's a Shvus B'Makim Mitzvah, and we could rely on the Bali Ito. But as I said, most Paiskim, certainly the Shulchan Aruch, and most Paiskim are Machmer, unless it's absolutely Asur. The Paiskim, however, do say that if it was done B'Makim Mitzvah, even we shouldn't have done it, or the Akum did it on his own, we could certainly be makel to rely on the opinion of the Bali Iter. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss what is the halacha. It was a very common minig in those days when they didn't have electricity, then they couldn't put on the lights before Yom Kippur to be on for the entire Yom Kippur. And came Nila time, the question was, could they put on the Akum, would turn up light candles, Nila time? And there's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim if one could be Makel under such circumstances. Many Paiskim were Makel, especially if the Akum wasn't asked to do it before on Yontif, especially if he puts it on after Shkia, especially since, as we're learning, it's Letzarech Tefillah the Rabbim, that's why they were Makel. As I said, when it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, as we just learned in Siman Shin Zayin, certainly that's a case of Shvus to Shvus, that even the Rambam is and the Shulchan Aruch are leaning in B'Makom Mitzvah. The Paiskim say that if it's a Groma, if a Akum does a Malacha D'Raisa through a Groma, that is in the category of a Shvus to Shvus, B'Makom Mitzvah. There's a discussion, what about when an Akum does Malacha She'en Etzrich L'Gufa? If he does a Malacha D'Raisa, but it's a Malacha She'en Etzrich L'Gufa, is that considered a Shvus to Shvus? There is a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim if that is also in the category of a Shvus to Shvus, a Machlokes, if that's considered in that category. In general, in discussing this halacha, there's another question. If the Akum does the malacha klach yad, he doesn't do the malacha in the normal fashion that the malacha is done, would that be considered a shvus to shvus? We find a machloikis hapaiskim regarding this shaila. The oz nidburu is machmer, as is the ein yitzchak. There are, however, paiskim that take a more lenient opinion. I saw that's the opinion of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi, that an Akum doing a malacha kalach yad is considered a shvus de shvus. Another interesting shaila that I saw, machlaikas, if an Akum does it, we know the Gemara teaches us in many places, that shtayim shesua, if two people do a malacha that could have been done by one individual, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. So if we ask two Akum to do a malacha d'raisa, would that be considered a shvus to shvus? The Paiskim discussed this. Some paiskim are machmer, some paiskim are more makel. In general, it's worthwhile, as we conclude the shir, to quote the words of the Chidah. The Chidah says that if somebody is over on the Isser of Amir La'akum, he holds back Shabbos. Because he says that Chazal teaches us the Molei Shomrim Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos Mivi Gula L'Olam. Part of the Shmir of Shabbos means that when it's that Amir La'akum, to prevent Amir La'akum is in that category.